Shalom, Haverim. Welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely partner in life, an amazing researcher and Bible teacher, Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, my dear. And shalom to you as well, and thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. Lots to cover tonight, but first we always want to ask God for his blessing on the program.
Okay. Abba, Father, and El Shaddai, we worship and exalt you as we continue to ask for your divine guidance in these tumultuous days. We pray for our lost loved ones as we give them totally to you to do whatever it takes for them to realize their need for salvation. Lord, have mercy upon us and supernaturally protect our president from his many enemies, both physically and spiritually. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, of course, the biggest news is President Trump's historic visit to Israel to include praying at their holiest remaining site from the temple days, the Wailing or Western Wall. Historic because it is the first time a sitting president has done that.
Yeah, you know, Obama and others only did it while campaigning, probably to secure the Jewish vote.
That's a conclusion most would make. By the way, his son, his son-in-law, Jared, who was born Jewish, prayed there as well. And then Melania Trump and his daughter Ivanka prayed on the ladies' side. What is very interesting to those in the know, 50 years ago today, in 1967, a probable jubilee year was the beginning of the Six-Day War, ER 27 on the Hebrew calendar.
And that'll be June 7th on the Gregorian calendar. And they will officially recognize it tomorrow, calling it Jerusalem Day.
Yes. And what is also remarkable is that the very next day after the war ended, or the seventh day since the war began, was the Feast of Pentecost, when God gave them the law, remember, and promised them the land to include Jerusalem. So think about that. Leviticus 25 talks about how in a jubilee year, the land goes back to its original owner. So God set it all up in what most now say was a jubilee year in 1967 to win the war that regained Jerusalem just before the anniversary of giving them their promise of the land.
So although we cannot be 100% sure
correct
if 67 was a jubilee year,
but
then this year should also be a jubilee year.
That's what many think. So what is also remarkable is if you go back 50 years from 1967, you come to 1917. What happened in that year, honey? Do you remember?
Many world events were occurring,
well,
but
true.
For Israel, it was the Balfour Declaration.
Balfour. Yes. On November 2nd, 1917, Foreign Secretary Arthur Balfour writes a letter to Britain's most illustrious Jewish citizen, Baron Rothschild, expressing the British government's support for a Jewish homeland in Palestine. Oh, I say Israel. Either way, jubilee or not, 2017 holds three landmark anniversary. This year for Israel. On November 29th will be the 70th anniversary that the UN approved of the plan back in 1947 that returned Israel to statehood, which then became effective in 1948. And that was after a dispersion that lasted nearly 1900 years.
And you know, 70 is an important number.
It always is.
Mm-hmm.
And on November 2nd, it will actually be the 100th anniversary of the signing of the Balfour Declaration. And that, of course, again, was the United Kingdom's pledge to seek the reformation of the Jewish state. So, from 1947, it actually took 30 years for it to be realized. And as already stated, this week is the 50th anniversary of Israel's retaking of its capital city of Jerusalem.
What's sad is that they're about to give a part of it away.
I know, yes. Actually, the most important part of Jerusalem, mm-hmm. where God's temple once stood.
Yep.
But it is prophesied that they would divide his land. It's that particular division of Jerusalem that does them in and begins Jacob's trouble. Because this transfer will be part of the covenant that Daniel 9 says will be signed with the Antichrist and with many others.
Yes, I think in Joel 3, God says he will gather and enter into judgment with all the nations for having divided up his land.
Yes, and in Ezekiel 36, God says that they're going to be taken up by the lips of talkers. Anyhow, right now, I think Trump's visit was to create a positive atmosphere.
Like setting the stage, more or less.
But there are many hurdles to climb.
Yeah, the next 2 months should tell us a lot.
Definitely. But Trump did say an agreement will come eventually.
Mm-hmm. But prior to Israel, he went to Saudi Arabia and received the red carpet treatment.
He certainly did. And that had to make Obama, if he was watching, furious. For if you recall his last visit there, he was not greeted by the king. And in fact, not only was there no red carpet, the steps were not even there, so he had to exit from the other side and use the built-in steps. And of course, that was mostly due to his Iran partnership and that horrible deal.
Yeah, you know, Obama had to know his reception was going to be icy.
One would think, but he had to go for the summit was there. On the other hand, President Trump seemed to be a huge hit, even though he really was firm by saying they, as religious leaders, needed to drive the radicals out. Said it three times, out of their mosques, out of their communities, out of their lands. He said, now we're going to do our part, but cannot do it alone. So emphatic declarations need to come from the Muslim leaders. And he added that financing of any form to benefit suspected terrorism must be stopped. And he made similar statements later to Mahmoud Abbas as well.
Yeah, you know, that's almost laughable.
I know, right? Because we do send millions, billions actually, to the Palestinians who in turn give money to convicted terrorists.
And support their family as well.
Hopefully, as we discussed last week, the Taylor Force bill will be passed. But last I checked, no Democrats support it, which would stop all funding to the PLO if they continue to pay salaries to known terrorists. There is just no logical reason to reject this bill.
So I'm curious, did Trump say those strong words to the Saudis before or after the huge arms deal?
Well, it was after, so they were probably mm-hmm. more receptive to what President Trump had to say.
Right.
But an important part of his visit, to me, lots of clues, was that the Saudis were in agreement that they would do their part in influencing the Palestinians to make a peace deal with Israel. And as we have said all too often, that is the major sign as to when the seven-year tribulation begins, just after the bride meets Jesus in the air to begin our honeymoon.
Yeah, you know, that also lasts 7 years.
Oh, my, what a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
But very scriptural. Even in the Old Testament, like Isaiah 26:20, you know where it says to come up and mm-hmm. enter your hadar, which is the Hebrew word for the wedding chamber, and hide there until the indignation is past. And then at the end of the 7 years, the Lord comes out and down to the earth to punish the unrighteous inhabitants forever. Then, continuing in verse 1 of chapter 27 of Isaiah, he declares how, with his severe sword, punishes Leviathan, which is a synonym for the dragon or the Antichrist.
And you know that is also confirmed in Revelation 19, verse 15.
Yep, it's all in the book.
Mm-hmm. So, today President Trump met with Abbas, did he?
Yes. He went to Bethlehem and Ramallah that Israel gave to the Palestinians as part of a kind gesture many years ago.
Did they clean it up at all? Because they're not the neatest, and we saw that firsthand.
We did. You know, I was there before when it was controlled by Israel and after when the Palestinians controlled it. Amazingly ill-kept. President Trump said his meetings with Mahmoud Abbas led him to believe that the Palestinians are ready to reach for peace. Even though most are aware that Hamas has said they would never abide by any deal Abbas would make.
Although, perhaps given enough money, they could pretend to do it for a while.
Oh, yeah, that would be most likely, and that would be the carrot.
Mm-hmm.
And it has worked in the past. But as a whole, the trip thus far was positive in spite of a misspoke when, after leaving Saudi Arabia, now in Israel, he said in front of the cameras that he had just returned from the Middle East.
Yeah, that was a slip of the tongue, wasn't it?
Yeah, most thought it was odd since Israel is in the heart of the Middle East. Also, many wonder why Melania, we never say any of these words right, would not take his hand when walking from the plane on the tarmac, even though Trump reached for it, and in fact, she flicked his hand away.
Yeah, that had to be kind of an embarrassing moment.
Yes, especially since Netanyahu and his wife were holding hands, walking next to them. And you can actually view that on the net as well, should you choose to.
Yeah, but moving on. Tomorrow, President Trump will be in Rome.
Yes, to meet with the Pope, of course, and we'll all be watching to see if he kisses the Pope's ring.
Yeah.
I pray not, especially since Pope Francis implied Trump couldn't be a Christian by closing the borders. However, the Pope is the Emperor of Rome and a Jesuit, and Trump did attend a Jesuit college, so I guess we'll see.
Well, however, Biden is also Jesuit-trained, and he did not kiss the Pope's ring.
You know, you're right. You are correct. Well, we hope we'll have a lot more detailed information next week on all of that. But we still believe that Jesuit Pope Francis will soon openly be involved with taking over Jerusalem and begin by declaring it an international city, which will be addressed in the future Israeli-Palestinian agreement. Meanwhile, we have some news going on over here that we should also talk about. But first, honey, could you tell our listeners how they can send us their questions or comments?
Yes. Because, you know, we honestly welcome your input, and there are three ways to connect with us. You can email to Sheila at shofarministry.net, or you may leave a detailed message by calling 440-834-9006, and we will give you a return call. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And we would greatly appreciate if you'd tuck in a little gift of love for the ministry to help us stay on the air. You know, donations can also be made on our webpage, shofarministry.net, and that would automatically put your name on our mailing list for news updates and monthly teaching letters.
And we hope you take advantage of the many teachings and past radio programs all archived on shofarministries.net. There's a mountain of biblical knowledge to assist you in your spiritual growth.
Yes, there is a lot of stuff there. Okay, besides still another launched missile in North Korea and the terrible terrorist attack in the UK, let's talk about what's happening over here.
Okay, well, the health care bill still being reviewed in the Senate.
Yeah, that's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm. And the left is calling for impeachment hearings over the Comey firing and the Russian involvement in the election, so they say. They actually say that Russia hacked and leaked damaging fake news emails about Hillary and her campaign manager, John Podesta, and his brother, Tony. You might have heard about it. It became known as Pizzagate, but to me it should be called Pedogate. A lot of breaking news is unfolding concerning this right now, especially on alternative news outlets. But it was revealed in these Podesta emails that in an underground bunker of the Comet Pizza Parlor, pedophilia was taking place, and also other places, as in the home of Maria Abramovic, a known Satanist who conducts occult practices, including spirit cooking. It's very gruesome. And, you know, I can't even tell you, explain it, because it's so bad. But you can do your own web search on this. But these are extremely awful, vile, and sickening ceremonies. Again, most involve children. And this is why I'm telling you all this. You've got to already be aware that there is a huge child trafficking pedophile population out there. And Ephesians 6 should stay on your mind. Remember who your enemy is. Dark, demonic spirits that promise certain narcissistic type candidates that they can live a very long, rich, and powerful life if they participate in gruesome acts, which used to be called Baal worship, you know, where they had to sacrifice children. And today, they also harvest their organs for transplantation. Satan has not changed, okay? He hasn't converted to nice. This is really happening still today. You know, so often I have wondered how the powerful elite live to be so old. Now I think I have a good idea. Besides selling their souls, they often have their organs transplanted with much younger ones. Thousands of children, sometimes in large groups, go missing every year, especially from orphanages and foster care. But others are just kidnapped, never to be found again. So these, I believe, to be authentic emails, were given anonymously to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who sent them out to certain news outlets. You can still read them yourself on the WikiLeaks website. Now, last year, when Julian Assange was interviewed by Sean Hannity from Fox News, he said Russia had nothing to do with the emails, but would not name the source because the source would most definitely be killed. Now, Hillary blames these emails for her losing the election. She blames the emails for losing her election, but is blaming the hacking on Russia to avert attention from the real source, whom she was soon able to figure out. His name was Seth Rich, and yes, he was killed. Seth was a libertarian, but worked for the Democratic Party and was mad about what Hillary had done to socialist Bernie Sanders, and was then able to find these coded emails. He broke the lingo and was sickened by the thought of children being so abused that he had to make it known. He showed WikiLeaks and asked Assange to keep his identity hidden. Now, we aren't sure how Hillary and her cohorts found out, but they did. And as I said, he was shot down on the street near the front of his house. Police said, oh, it was just a robbery gone bad. But nothing was taken from him, not his wallet, not his watch, no money, nothing. It has been said that the police were told at the time to stand down on any investigation. Now, last Sunday, even Newt Gingrich said on Fox News, and I'm going to quote this. He said, "We have this very strange story now of this young man who worked for the DNC who apparently was assassinated at 4 in the morning after having given WikiLeaks something like 53,000 emails with 17,000 attachments. These, I assume, must have been pictures. Nobody's investigating that. And what does that tell you about what's going on? Because it turns out it wasn't the Russians. It was this young guy who I suspect was disgusted by the corruption of the Democratic National Committee. He's been killed. And apparently nothing serious has been done to investigate his murder. Of course, the left is going around saying that it's not true, it's a conspiracy theory, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I'm telling you, I believe it's true. I do. Now, according to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, close to 1 million children are reported missing each year in the United States. Just in the United States. Now, some are later found, but most are not. Okay, again, I told you all that so you would realize this pandemic called child trafficking is real. And how almost daily thousands of innocent children are victims of pure evil. And we, as the body of Christ, the Virgin Bride, we need to up our prayers of protection and keep your eyes open and watch closely over your young children and your grandchildren with the utmost diligence. It's really getting darker and darker. You know this. Morality is growing open. You know, it's just openly out there. But I do have some good news that I want to leave you with. And that is God is still saving souls. And even hundreds of Muslims, I just read yesterday, even on the fear of their life, are begging for Bibles in the Middle East, especially in war-torn Syria. Isn't it amazing how when people suffer, they turn to something greater than what they've been used to? So, they have been telling missionaries, these Muslims, that they want to know more about Jesus. Wow. What about you? Do you want to know more about Jesus, or are you just happy to live your la-la land and go on about your day? Get in your word. You need the wisdom, you need the protection, you need the discernment, because soon the light of all lights is going to return. You got to be anxiously awaiting that trumpet sound. So make sure you're truly saved by the blood, and it's not just a head knowledge. And you know, Matthew 7 refers to that head knowledge. But the litmus test is, do you have a hunger for God's word to know him more? So to penetrate your spirit for wisdom, and a much needed wisdom in these last days. So again, your Savior has paid your debt. Don't pay it yourself. Don't be foolish. It's your choice. Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart right now saying, man, it's a free gift. Why won't you accept it? And it's given in agape love of the highest kind. It truly is perplexing to me why everyone doesn't grab hold of it. Let me leave you with the ironic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. That's shalom. Till next time, sha'alu shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for our children and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her shall prosper. Till next time, shalom.
thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.